Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, and I hope you like some of this quirky music, DJ mixes that are mixed and made by my son Arnie Sallon, who today finished his freshman year of college at the Berklee College of Music. Congratulations, Arnie, and I can't wait for you to come home in about 36 hours, but who's counting? It is time for Therapy Talk with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who is a psychologist and parent coach with tons of experience helping children, teens, and parents. She is often referred to as the super nanny of Springfield, and you can find her at her blog, theparentingplayground.com. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Jennifer.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Well, I asked you jokingly in the break, are you afraid of your wife? And I, of course, didn't mean that, but that is our topic, and I'd love to know your thoughts on this topic.
Yeah, wow. Your article was pretty controversial, and so were all the comments. You definitely got people really worked up about it.
Well, I have this one guy who is anonymous that just is a real rabid anti-feminist. I mean, I have my issues with feminism, but he's so over the top. It's really kind of funny. I'm probably referring to him.
I saw those comments, and I saw you trying to navigate carefully and politically correct to keep the conversation friendly. But, you know, there was parts of your blog that I agreed with and parts that I didn't. The part that I agreed with is that I definitely think within our new gender culture, there is more of what you're describing. I call it the demasculinization of men, where in the relationship there's a lot of communication that's critical, belittling, shaming, controlling, and that can have the man feel like he needs to walk on eggshells. And I don't think it's a healthy dynamic, and I think that's the part that I disagreed with in your blog, is that I think you implied that to allow this is the only way to have a successful or smooth marriage. And I definitely don't agree. I think it's actually unhealthy for both people to be in that role.
Okay, I didn't mean that that is necessarily the way, the best way, although I can see how you could interpret that. I've just seen it as the only one that's worked. So, not that there aren't
other
ways.
You're open to other suggestions, it seems like in your view it's the only one that has worked. But I really feel like the source of it is always where I want to go as a psychologist. I want to look at the source of it. Because I don't think that there are too many examples of true victims in relationships, unless we're talking about things that are extreme. Mostly we have two people behaving badly, each of them contributing in some way to the problem that has now developed that they're now both complaining about. And so that's what I would want to look at in this kind of dynamic, is the root of it and how it got there.
I would think you're right. I always say that barring extreme circumstances, there's usually no more fault, blame, or credit than 60-40 in any relationship. I mean, it's and when people get divorced, again, barring the extreme cases, it's no more than 60% my responsibility or hers, however you want to look at it, or 40%. That's just been my expression, because, as you say, barring the extreme cases, we are there, we participate, and we have allowed things to happen. So we're responsible, too.
Exactly. And, you know, Terry Real is a psychologist who's pretty amazing. He wrote the book on male depression called I Don't Want to Talk About It, and he's written a lot of couples counseling books. And what he talks about is that a woman's key struggle is over losing her voice, so feeling disempowered because she doesn't have a voice. And one of a man's key struggles is disconnection. So when you have the kind of relationship that you described in your article, you talked about, you know, walking on eggshells and afraid to bring things up and, you know, all of that. You've got a woman feeling disempowered, and she doesn't know how to express it effectively. She's not feeling heard. So she communicates in a way that feels badly for the man, which has him disconnect, because that's how he responds. He unplugs. When he disconnects, she feels more disempowered. Women are not really socialized to communicate our anger effectively. So that's something that, you know, we need to grow and learn with.
You haven't met my wife yet.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just joking. I mean,
an effective communicator with anger?
Oh, no. I get the silent treatment, which, of course, is very effective. She doesn't talk for days on end, or just gives me, but she's actually developed a wicked left and right-handed WAP. And it, for a while, it was kind of funny. I mean, she it wasn't hurting me, but one time she actually whapped me so hard that she hurt her elbow. And that ended the whaps.
That's what women struggle with. We either suppress it, or we do it passive aggressively, or we try to imitate men, which is sort of this quick explosive, but get over it, but we don't get over it. So we don't have a way to effectively express it. So when we do it ineffectively, the man further disconnects, which has us feel more disempowered, and then we struggle more. And that's when we start doing things like nagging, criticizing, shaming, belittling. And of course he's not going to reply well to that, but he's over there thinking,
I can't believe how much time you spent in my home. Darn.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Debbie, I love you, darling, and it's only partly true. A large part, but only
one day
true.
I'm going to meet her, and I'm going to get the whole other side of the story.
Well, that's what she says because I have such a public forum. It's not really fair, and I've barred her from commenting on any of my blogs for sort of funny reasons that are between us, but mostly because she doesn't read anything. But continue. I keep on just I'm in a crazy mood. Forgive me.
I love it. So yeah, well, I can't wait to meet her because I'm going to get her side of the story, but. That's the thing is that I think the man is only seeing his perspective of things is that she's doing this, and he doesn't see how his response, which is the disconnect, the shutting down, the unplugging, is actually feeding it. And until they both realize their role, and she works on finding ways to effectively express and communicate her needs, which is what we need to work on, and he needs to learn how to stay plugged in when he's triggered, they're each going to continue to push each other's buttons.
Oh, wow. What truth you have said. It's why that book, The Languages of Love, or The Five Languages of Love, I found to be so valuable, because we tend to communicate the language of love that we like, and even though that may be less effective if our partner has a different language of love. I assume you've read that book.
I only read it because you had told me about it a couple of months ago. Mm. And when I honestly didn't read it cover to cover, but I skimmed it. And what I got from it is that my husband's love language is touch. And I always knew he liked to be touched, you know, just put my hand on his shoulder or touch his hand. But as soon as I interpreted it as his actual love language, every time he was in a bad place, I went out of my way to make sure that I added touch to our conversation, and it did such wonders for him.
Oh.
So very grateful for that book.
Okay, and what was your love language?
We had a hard time figuring it out, but I think we narrowed it down to acts of service.
Wow. Because,
you know, when it was my birthday, he asked me what I wanted, and I said, I want a clean apartment.
Huh.
And I want it cleaned before my birthday.
So you can enjoy it on your birthday. Oh, that's
exactly.
Cool.
But see
how good.
That's an unusual thing. That's not jewelry. It's not a dinner out. And I wanted all those, you know, I wanted other things too. But the most important thing was that he did something
right
to provide me with that environment. And that's an act of service.
Right. Well, you know, there's five of them and my wife chose six. She had to add another one.
What'd she add?
I'm kidding. All right, we're out of time. I can't believe it. So you're going to win the big prize tonight. Is that your plan?
It is my plan.
It's really cool. This camera is outrageous by Samsung. And you get a tablet. You get all these other goodies. There's $1,000 worth of a camera bundle only available at Sam's Club that we're giving away tonight at Dad Chat. So, and you have been a consistent winner, so I would not count you out.
Other participants need to be warned.
Yes.
I am going to aggressively go for that prize.
Well, it's a little more work than it usually is. We're having a scavenger hunt. And
I remember.
Yeah, so you're going to have to pay close attention and keep track. Very quickly, where can our listeners find you?
My blog is theparentingplayground.com. On Facebook, we're there under the same name. And on Twitter, it's dr_Weberman.
All right, I'll see you tonight. Thank you so much for your words of wisdom, and we'll be back for some closing remarks.